When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Get tuned in NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We talked about the games last night. Dolphins in a quandary because they have no quarterback. Obviously, Seattle's better than we thought. Geno's playing well. But the Lions, Mike, and here's where I'm at. Three best teams right now in the NFL. Three best teams? You willing to say Ravens? You willing to say Lions? And you willing to say who? Chiefs? Because they're 4-0?
What? It's just like the Chiefs are winning without even having their offense right.
It's crazy.
You know, I mean, that's, and this is, you know, the old argument. Just, you know, be the number one seed. Everyone comes to Arrowhead. You win another Super Bowl. And you'll eventually figure it out, including Kelsey, who slowly, you know, he had his best game all season last week.
Are you willing to say the Steelers? They're 3-1.
No. No, because they can't get in a shootout. You saw that.
You willing to say the Texans? They're 3-1.
No, he's C.J. Stroud, and maybe there's an adjustment to what the league is doing to him and how some of the looks they're throwing at him defensively, but they're not scoring points like they did last year.
Commanders are 3-1.
There will be an equilibrium will get reached with that team, but I'll tell you what, they smacked Arizona around, and they look good. I know some people say they don't feel that defense is elite, but I think they can get better.
The other team we're leaving out, sorry Vikings fans, is the Vikings.
And why? Because Darnold looks
legit.
Great.
Yeah, 4-0. I just throw that out there.
That's
to
the
say.
London game against the Jets, by the way, Sunday morning.
Yes, it is. Early start.
Oh, by the way, real quick, Chris, put me on now before it goes up. 2.5, Vikings.
I'm on it, too.
There you go. Done. I saw that today. You know it's going to go up.
No, I'm on it. I totally agree with you.
Right. Vikings are laying 2.5 against the Jets on the road.
It's funny. We talked about it on the podcast today, Mike, about the Vikings defense and Brian Flores. Dude.
Love his aggressiveness.
And you know what? He doesn't care who you are. He's blitzing. I mean, I know we've done a really good job with our defense, but the Vikings are another surprise team, we're just talking about.
You don't
this.
Believe in Seattle with Geno at the end of the day in the playoffs? I just don't.
Well, they went on the road and scored 29 again last night against the Lions in a tough place to play. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Again, their defense, I think, got exposed because that Lions offense is so good. Seattle might win that division. I don't think it's the Rams because they got so many injuries to overcome. We don't know McCaffrey, and when he's coming back, the Cardinals to me are a lost cause. Y'all can tell me whatever you want. The Cardinals right now offensively are not a good football team. And with Kyler Murray, and we thought that was going to be so dynamic with Marvin Harrison Jr., right. Just hasn't been that. Seattle right now to me is the most complete team in that division.
But again, it's just so early. We all want to, again, we're having fun kind of spitballing it. But one thing for certain, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, has shown some punch, and they got beat by the Bucs. We're not even close. You could argue that if we ever get in sync on offense, we're a team that could really go places, but we're not there yet, just like half the NFC.
I agree with that, man. And that's why this Bucs game is big on Thursday night. We are going to talk about it, continue to break it down leading into Thursday. Matter of fact, Rick Stroud's going to stop by. We'll go behind enemy lines a little bit later on to talk to him about why this Bucs version, this team, has had success so far this season.
Cowboys and Eagles. Eagles are, who knows? What are the odds that Sirianni's going to make it to Halloween or Thanksgiving as head coach? Real quick nugget, Devontae Adams likes a social media post that says that or I should say Antonio Pierce, likes a social media post suggesting the Raiders could be trading Devontae Adams. And then, of course, has to explain it. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, he's done some curious things already, you know? Mike, you're making business decisions.
Yeah, alienate your locker room halfway through the first quarter of the season.
I don't get that, but the Adams talk, I think there's something there. And
it said, don't be surprised if Devontae Adams has already played his last snap with the Raiders. It's from an SI thing that apparently Pierce likes.
Well, that's silly to him to like it, but I guess obviously he agrees with it. Where does he go? Jets? Where does he
Everybody keeps reuniting with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think there's a couple other squads that, you know would look great in a Falcon uniform? Devontae Adams. Now we don't have the coin, don't have the money. I'm just saying.
You're right, though.
As we're talking about, as everyone's debating what we are, what we aren't, the knock outside of Atlanta on our receiver room was it's not that impressive. And maybe it isn't.
As much as Darnell has done, right, I feel like, Mike, this thing hasn't opened up, and this is why I get back to the pit stuff.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.